Hello, Karen?
Hello?
Hi, my name is Wilbert. I'm actually with the Pennsylvania Opinion Surveys, ma'am. We're trying to conduct a survey. It's voluntary, and it's about questions facing issues in your nation and your community. Can you help us?
How long will it take?
It should at least take 5 to 10 minutes at the most. I'm going to be honest, not even like 10 minutes, probably like 8. I'll be very quick, okay?
If you're super quick. Yeah,
okay,
I got
you. Great. Now, I know it's still like long way off, but what are the chances that you'll vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you.
Definitely.
And,
yeah, I'm a
regular
voter.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for like Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure, were you representing everybody? May I ask your race, please?
My race? I'm white.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And your age that I see here, ma'am, correct me if I'm wrong. I have 38 years young. Is that correct?
Yes, 38 years young.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Maybe progressive.
Progressive. Thank you
I
very
would
much.
Say I'm,
go
yeah,
ahead.
I'm. Yeah, that's probably.
Progressive,
I'm
right?
I'm more. Yeah, I'm like left moderate, so maybe that's progressive.
Okay.
Spectrum.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Satisfied, right? Thank you. And now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns that some people say they want the President and Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on, okay? So use a 10 if it's most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's important not at all, okay? Isn't important at all.
Okay.
Great. Now, making college more affordable, is that like not at all important, somewhat important, or most important? You could always use numbers from 0 to 10 if you like.
Mm-hmm. 9.
Thank you very much. Now, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, do you think that's not at all important, somewhat important, or most important?
7.
Thank you very much. Protecting voting rights and democracy.
8.
Thank you. What about the improvising K through 12 education, like kindergarten through 12? I'm sorry, improving kinder through 12 education.
7.
Thank you so much. Now, banning tobacco products for adults.
Banning them?
Mm-hmm. Is that like not at
two?
All important, somewhat important,
two,
most?
Maybe?
2, okay. Thank you. Now, moving on, we're already at 31%. Thank you for your patience. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. Where 100 means that your feelings are very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may also use any numbers from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so, okay?
Okay.
Great. So the first would be the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA. You could choose a number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel towards them, okay?
50.
Thank you very much. What about the Joe Biden? You could use from 0 to 100 as well.
80.
Thank you so much. And what about Republicans in Congress?
2.
Thank you. Great. Now, I'm going to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on for each. I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. You could use 10 if it's more important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all, okay? Now, restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages. Do you think that's not at all important, somewhat important, most important? You could choose numbers from 0 to 10 here.
And this is, like, generally restricting that, like, for everybody? It's not, like,
yes,
for kids or something. It's just for everybody.
Yeah, it's, like, in general.
Two.
Two, thank you very much. Now, what about authorizing prescription medication? Not at all important, somewhat important, or most important?
Six.
Thank you very much. And we're going to the next. Education and public about a food safety, diet, and nutrition. Not at all important, somewhat important, or most important?
Seven.
Thank you. Now, authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes. Not at all important, somewhat important, or most important?
Five.
Thank you very much. We're going on to the next section now. I know it's already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. I'm sorry, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Now, considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Are you strongly supporting this, somewhat supporting this, somewhat opposing, or strongly opposing?
Somewhat opposing.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community? Much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
Oh, somewhat harm. I mean, I just don't think that's the government's job.
Okay, so
can make their own choices.
Exactly. Somewhat more harm or much more harm?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues like more important right now?
Other issues are more important.
Thank you. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is a better approach for government to focus its efforts on? Maybe like harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention, education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Do you agree with the first or the second?
The first one, you know.
Thank you very much.
More and, yeah.
Great. Now, we're already at 54%. Thank you for your patience. We're almost done here. Now, I'd like to read you some more things of people say could come to pass if the federal government were to loan menthol cigarettes, were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored for cigar, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome, okay? Now, the creation of black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. Now, loss of tens of thousands of good paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Are that like very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not very concerned. I don't know much about that market. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Now, we're at 60%, okay? Now, I'm going to read you some statements, ma'am, that people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means that you do not agree with that statement, okay? Now, prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with, like, alcohol, and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates, like, underground black market that relies on smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will, like, simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. Do you do not agree at all, somewhat agree, or strongly agree? You could always use numbers from 1 to 10 as well.
9.
Thank you. Next is today's adult smokers come this proportionally from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve no further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition. So when we should instead be containing to educate them on the dangers of smoking, on helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. Do you do not agree at all, somewhat agree, or strongly agree? You could use numbers from 0 to 10.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations, of course, because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws such as marijuana possession to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. Do you do not agree at all? Some would agree or strongly agree.
7.
Thank you very much. Great. We're at 69% now. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you once again, and it's already illegal to sell. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering, do you support, oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I definitely still oppose it.
Okay. Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you very much. Now, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? You could strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose.
So this is still a prohibition of some kind?
Yes.
I still strongly oppose it. I just don't think that's going to work.
Okay. Strongly oppose, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your community? You could choose much more harm, somewhat more harm, somewhat more benefit, or much more benefit?
Somewhat more harm.
Thank you very much. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for a federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision on who you vote for? Much more willing, somewhat more willing, somewhat less willing, or much less willing, or have no impact?
Much less willing.
Much less willing?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? The first would be cigarettes. Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Second is heat, not burn tobacco products. Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Pipe tobacco?
No.
Thank you. Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
What about soda pop?
Do I drink soda pop?
Yeah. In the last 30 days. Okay.
No, I actually don't. It gives me headaches, actually.
Okay. That's not good. What about coffee?
No, I can't drink coffee either.
Okay. And what about e-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
And what about liquor or spirits?
In the past 30 days, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, right?
Yes.
Okay. And oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Thank you. And beer?
Yeah.
No or yes?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, beer. Right. Okay. What about cigars?
No.
And what about wine?
Yes.
Yes, right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Now, switching gears a little bit, we're almost done at 90%, and thank you so much. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are like for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? You could choose 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, or postgraduate master's.
Postgraduate master's.
Thank you. Are you like married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or wealthy?
Upper middle class.
Thank you. Now, are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association that apply to you, someone in your household, or both?
No, I'm not, and no one in my household is.
Okay, does not apply, right? Perfect. How would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Sorry, that's a hard question. It's like a small, suburban, probably.
Suburban. Okay. Great. Do you identify, as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
No. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and I thank you very much. Be blessed, okay?
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a good night.
You're welcome. Likewise, good night, ma'am.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.